Good morning, P&P. Yes, I have to start out the recording like that because it is a good morning. You're awake today. This is Mary Jo McDonald, your community manager, and I want to talk a little bit about community today. Great ways to connect with your P&P tribe sisters. First is to go to the website and sign up to get an accountability partner. So what this means is, once you fill out the form, we will put four of you in a group, and you can decide if you want to text or be in a Marco Polo group. And what you do with that is show up. You know, that's the best thing that you learn about being in an accountability group, is that you learn how to show up. Not only, you know, at the beginning, I think you show up for others. And then as you're in it, you realize you're really showing up for yourself. And that's something very important to do with being in the accountability groups. So what you can do in those is like share your daily plans, you know, go in and share your assessments. There's all different things. And every week in the Massive Action Line or on the Facebook page is suggestions of what each Marco Polo group or accountability group can discuss within the group. So we try and help you have different options within your group. The second way to connect through P&P is with the subgroups. If you're not ready for, you know, just a four-person group or a two-person group, if you're asking someone else to be a partner with you, there's the subgroups. The subgroups have so many different, we have so many different types of subgroups. So we have one for if you're single. We have one for the foodies, we call it. It's like if you want to share recipes. And being in those subgroups, you automatically have something in common with the other members who are in the group. So if you don't want to have a smaller group, you can think of your subgroup as your accountability group. So maybe you start showing up in there and doing that. But again, every time you show up, you're not showing up for someone else. You're learning how to show up for yourself. So if you go to the website under community, you will find all these very fun things, fun groups. The other thing that's on the community website is the meetup calendar. You might find someone in your area, so make sure you check out the meetup calendar too. All right, everybody, create a great day.